Take a ride with us today as we explore a wonderful village just south of the city called Orland Park, full of parks, nature, and dubbed the world's golf center. Come along as we show you why Orland Park could be your next hometown.
Okay, I did not know Orland Park was known as the world's golf center. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. That's what it's all about. Your hometown series on WGN is to explore different areas that, yeah, we drive through. We have friends that live there, but we don't really know all that much about that particular town if we don't live in it or next to it. And you can jump on any of our social media platforms like Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. John Hansen did a beautiful video of Orland Park. And, you know, if you're from that area or you know someone in that area, share it with them. Tweet it out. Facebook it. Just to let them know that we're thinking about them today. It's 3:11 and on the phone is John O'Malley. How are you, John?
Hi, Lisa. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. John's an Orland Park guy. Well, he's got ex-golf in Orland Park. So did you know that you're like the golf center of America or whatever that promo said?
Yeah, you know, I've asked around and I still can't figure out how that, you know, quote unquote moniker became the golf center. I think someone back in the day said they counted like 1,000 golf holes within 15 miles of Orland Park or something, is what I was told by the village board. So we'll see.
Yeah,
we got a lot of golf courses there. We have indoor golf now too.
And that's what's great is you can play year round when you've got indoor golf, which is that's what X Golf offers, right? And so I went on your website and I wasn't familiar with this. This is what intrigued me. It says your golf simulators perform over 6,000 calculations per second while measuring club path, ball speed, smash factor, and other performances.
Yes,
what?
Ma'am.
Wow.
That's a lot. Yeah, it's their highly advanced simulators using high-speed cameras, laser optics, you name it, to track your game. I mean, they're within 98% accuracy is what they are working on with those.
Okay, what if it takes you like 10 strokes to get a ball in a hole? Am I still welcome there?
You are. We welcome all ages and all levels and all abilities. We're happy to have everybody. And we have guys that come out for like a little league. We have couples. We have families. We have birthday parties. You name it. Everybody comes out and has fun. That's the main piece we want to do is have people enjoy themselves in this wonderful winter we have in Chicago.
Yeah, it's snowing again. It would be nice to be looking
at
a big screen that has a nice, beautiful green course. Can you choose your course? Like Kevin's been wanting to play Pebble Beach. Can he come in and
we
play
do.
Pebble Beach?
We have over 50 courses on stock. Pebble Beach is one of them, along with some of the other famous ones, Bethpage, Kapalua. You can go to Hawaii. You can go down to Florida, play Doral. So we can go all over there. We have world courses, too, from the Pacific regions, Asia, Korea. We have Australian courses, French courses. So you pick what you like. And, I mean, there's some that are harder, some that are easier, quote-unquote. But, you can pick whatever you want to.
Your hometown is our monthly series, and we highlight a town and what makes that town unique. And we think that John O'Malley's unique. He is the owner and general manager of X Golf. And Kevin, have you done that? Have you gone in to pick a golf course and played it before?
I have. I know this is growing more and more, and it's a ton of fun, especially if you're a golf junkie like myself. And it's, you know, as it snows here in Chicago, everybody's just itching to get out this time of the year. So it's always a good time just to get a few swings in, and it's fun. I love it.
And I got to know, John, were you watching, was it the Arizona golf match when everybody threw all their beer bottles on the green? Did you see that?
I was watching that. That was phenomenal. I tell you, that was something else.
Do you guys have that court? What is it, the TPC out there?
The TPC, we do not have that course
That's
yet.
Right.
They haven't licensed it, unfortunately, but we have plenty of other ones that you'd be happy to play with. We have Sawgrass. We have, a lot of the main ones that are out there. So,
and John, do people drink more when they're playing good or bad?
I think you drink whatever. When you're inside, you're only 10 feet away from a full bar. I think it just pulls you in, and you just do what you got to do. So,
and what do you love about Orland Park and the people in it?
You know, Orland Park's a great town. I mean, I live in Lamont here, and I have a lot of friends in Orland. I know the mayor of Orland. I just think it's a very strong business-friendly community, and I think that the people in Orland Park like to frequent Orland businesses and, you know, work with the community. So it's a really great town.
Well, thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you. And I have one thing to say. It's always sunny in 75 at X Golf.
All right. We'll make it a team outing. We'll all come out.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you guys.
All right. Thank you.